It's Caleb with a quick FYI. We had a lot of fun this episode, and it contains a lot of laughs that tend to distort a little bit. I fixed it up the best that I could. Rest in peace, headphone users, and enjoy the episode.
From RC Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman.
Introducing Dr. Robert Goltra and special guest Lee Johnson.
And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, 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 lovely ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? You made it to the weekend. Congratulations. You're here with me, Caden Coleman. As always, every Friday at 7 p.m., you need to join us for It's Kinda Late. And we're grateful you're here with us. As always, I have my producer, Caleb, with me. How are you, Caleb?
I'm doing fantastic, as always.
I'm telling you, it's an exciting week this week. This is a show that has been in the making for such a long time. And let me tell you, our guest, I've never seen more prepared guests than now. We're going to have a dad joke battle this episode with some fantastic peeps and inspirations to me. And
RSU staff,
Robert Goltra and Lee Johnson. We had the VP of Student Affairs and the Director of Admissions down here at Rogers State University in Claremore, Oklahoma. In case you don't know where we're, you know, located at, don't come find me. I am already scared that I said that already. But it's going to be a great episode. Next week, we have a even special episode as well. We have the writer, creator, director, producer of the new Fox TV show, Reservation Dogs. We interviewed them. And also we have the RSU Radio Music Director, Sam Sapahoodle, also with us, joining us. So jam-packed next few weeks. And then the week after that, should I announce it, what we're doing the week after next week?
No.
I shouldn't. I should keep you on suspense.
Because we haven't even finished it yet, so we probably shouldn't be promoting something when we finish.
Okay, all I'll say is...
No.
I'm going to say is follow RSU Radio.
Okay, yeah.
On Instagram. Yeah. And those people get the first sneak peek of what the show is going to be like in 2 weeks. Because it's going to be amazing. And you do not want to miss that week, especially. But...
Why are they missing any weeks at all?
I don't. Yeah, there's no reason because it's uploaded as a podcast right after every single show. I always bring it up because it's always helpful. But enough of how good the show is. I failed last week, Caleb. I was having such a fun time.
Well, I kind of failed too as your producer, I guess. So
what do you mean? No, it's fine. We were so caught up in the fun and we didn't really fail. I guess I should reword it. We just forgot something.
We lost track of time.
We asked you guys for your secret obsession, and we were having so much fun that we didn't get around to it. So now I thought I would bring those up. So it's time for the It's Kinda Late listener response. I asked y'all for your secret obsession last week, and y'all gave me your answers. We have Maria. The Twilight Saga is my favorite movie series.
Oh, come on.
I love it more than Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and Marvel. All those combined. Those recently... Okay. All the Twilight fans out there are going to want to kill you after this. But they all just hit Netflix recently, all those Twilight movies. And they're racking up them views. And I never was a Twilight guy, but I'll tell you, I was always Team Jacob. From what I know about Twilight, Team Jacob all the way. But we have other ones as well. We have My Secret Obsession is chewing ice.
I feel like a lot of
that's not that. A weird Come obsession. On. I crunch on that ice. Yeah. Favorite ice is definitely
Chick-fil-A
pellet.
Ice.
Pellet ice. Is that what Chick-fil-A has?
Chick-fil-A ice, yeah. Or Sonic ice is really good too.
Oh my goodness, no. Caleb knows. A Sonic slush on a hot summer day.
But I'm not talking about the slushy. I'm talking about like if you just get like a Coke or a lemonade or whatever. Mm-hmm. The ice in that is really good.
But let me tell you though, whenever I get a drink like that, I drink all the liquid too fast because there's so much ice in it. But I like the ice. It's kind of like a, you know.
Love-hate relationship.
Yes. It's like I want the ice, but I also want more of the drink, but it never works out. But I kind of slid those in there because I want to remind you guys to always keep watch out for those. So next week, we'll go back to the weekly listener response. So make sure you follow at Caden Coleman Official on Instagram.
Can it be called weekly if you didn't do it this week?
Okay, are you trying to roast me now? We didn't do this week because I wanted to highlight some of the ones from last week and to just bring out that I messed up. But speaking of summer, talking about, you know, being hot and all that stuff, I read a news article. Being hot and being dry.
What a transition.
I know, what a transition. It's totally like I did not plan that. I read an article. It's so hot in Dubai that the government is artificially creating rainstorms, Caleb. Can you believe that?
Have you seen that movie? There's a movie about that where the government creates storms.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Yes, basically.
I want that to be a reality, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, but for real. But you're saying there's a movie where they create storms?
Is it called Into the Storm?
No, it's just a big storm.
I think there's a lot of them.
But there's a couple. They're really creating rain. They're using like drones and altering the weather through science. I'll tell you, I'm not a science major, so...
Makes no sense.
I don't get it whatsoever. But you know what, though? Next up is, again, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I want it to rain spaghetti.
I just want to know if you can set fire to the rain.
Okay. Oh, there's a dad joke, a precursor dad joke.
Kind of. But I'm be curious. It's not just an Adele lyric. I am curious.
But you can't. I'm not a science major, but you might know
the
that.
The ocean can be lit on fire, so.
No. Oh, wait. Actually, that's kind of true. There was that pipeline that busted.
Yeah,
looked crazy. That looked insane. Anyways.
But that's not the story.
I know. But I wish we had that over here because we've had this heat wave that's literally killing everybody.
We're under a heat advisory for the past like 3 days.
Yeah. And I feel when I go outside, I instantly sweat. And I already have a sweating disorder because I go outside. Random transition. We went footing on the river recently and I was sweating so much that my sunblock got on my eyes. I was blinded.
Okay. Well, to be fair, he also drenched himself.
I did.
I've never seen anybody use that much sunscreen in my life. And he's over here looking like
Slender Man
or like the Michelin Man or something. Like there's so much sunscreen, white sunscreen.
Well, this is the first time that I applied sunscreen ever correctly in my life. And because I literally thought if I just, you know, soaked myself at SPF 70,
but are you
that
sunburned? I wouldn't get sunburned. Are you sunburned
No,
today?
I'm not.
There you go.
I'm feeling great. But I'll tell you, I was blinded for about 30 minutes.
Were you blinded by the lights?
More dad jokes. Another precursor. You're just promoting the dad joke section. But we need that weather. I haven't seen rain in a while. Hasn't rained in a while, has it?
Has not.
Rest in peace.
In the middle of tornado season and not seen a single storm at all.
But hit me back up whenever y'all have, you know, the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs technology, because I would love to send a few requests.
Just go to Dubai. They already have
it. Go to Dubai. Okay. I'm ready with my flight. Next up, another news story that's pretty wild. Also has to do with some water, but in a whole different way. A small Florida town accidentally sold their own water tower, Caleb, for $55,000. They just sold it.
Accidentally?
It says accidentally. This business owner named Bobby Reed approached the city council for purchasing a building from them. And little did they know, it included the water tower in the purchase. Yeah, he sold the whole thing for $55,000, so now he owns the water tower.
What if you bought a water tower and just put a ton of Kool-Aid packets in it and just made Kool-Aid?
Well, here's the thing. My question. I will say this. Water towers are actually pretty small. Think about it. I don't know how the water department works in public spaces, but you're telling me that the water for the whole town is in that thing?
I don't think so.
I think that's how it works. Then what is it? Is it the drinking water? Is that the shower water? Because I don't think we should put Kool-Aid in the shower water, right?
So I'm trying to look it up just to figure it out a little bit because I am very curious as well. And it seems that the water tower is basically like, it doesn't store all the water. It's kind of like a pump for it. Like the water goes through the water tower and then goes to the houses and stuff.
Well, it's...
So it's not all stored
the
in
the town.
There.
We're getting this from NPR, so shout out to NPR. It's from Brooksville, Florida. And the mayor said about it, The mistake happened, but you know, when the mistake happens, you just correct it and you carry on. I don't know. I think he should be recalled because it's a pretty big mistake, in my opinion. Like, good thing that Bobby Reed is a good person, because if not, he could have just filled it with Kool-Aid packets.
I would have done that.
You would have done that?
Yeah.
That's pretty nerve-wracking. Honestly, wow. I could might have wanted.
I'll never be able to afford a water tower anytime soon, so.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
In a whole different aspect, or should I say, something that's out of this world, we have another news story, okay? A London YouTuber, yes, a YouTuber, claims to have been abducted by aliens and fallen in love with one of them, okay? Yes, and surprisingly...
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Here's the thing, I might have given up on dating, but I would never date an alien.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure about that, John Cena. But the girl said she wants to normalize interspecies dating.
Hold up.
I don't know...
I'm doing a lot of sound effects, but this is just such a weird
story. It's crazy.
It can't be real. It can't be real.
Well, what happened
was... it's got to be an act.
So this girl named Abby Bella, I think that's how you pronounce it, explained on her YouTube channel that she wanted an alien to abduct her and date her. So after that, she started seeing this white light. But then on May 31st of this year, she said she heard a voice in her dream telling her to wait in the usual spot. And then she claims she was abducted by a flying saucer.
What was that?
And then she says she can't see them because she's not ready to see them in their true form. She's not physically able, but she has a romantic relationship with one of the aliens. And I can get crazy and I can, you know, see things that are wild, but this is a little much for me.
Yeah, I think I could agree with that.
And let me tell you, this all
got... Is it weirder than AI girlfriend, though?
No, that was from last week. Actually, yeah, it is weirder. Definitely is weirder. Because this girl's convinced.
That has really stuck in my mind ever since last week.
The AI girlfriend?
Like, I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Well, I don't want to tell you.
What is she... I don't know.
We'll read more about it. Anyways, but ever since the sightings of the UFOs came out from the FBI and they revealed more information about UFOs, this story has kind of gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. So now she's like a alien love promoter, even though she obviously has not seen aliens. I think I could say that. Unless she has, come on the show, Abby Bella. We would love to talk to you and talk to you about aliens. But anyways, we have more than this episode coming up that's not about aliens and not about water towers or Dubai making rain. We have a dad joke battle. We have Lee Johnson, Robert Gultra coming up very soon. So stay tuned after this short break for the interview with them and an ultimate dad joke battle. We'll see you then.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late, your favorite talk show on the air. Woo! Again, you're listening to It's Kinda Late. If you didn't keep up with the first 15 minutes, I have two lovely guests. Lovely. On role models of mine, not to get sappy on it. Not only do I appreciate them, they appreciate each other. There's a bromance going on there. They have this bond that is inseparable. We're talking about the VP of Student Affairs and Director of Admissions down here at Rogers State University. We have Dr. Robert Gultra and Lee Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Please stand up.
Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing real well. Thanks for having us, Caden.
Of course. I tell you, I said in the intro, I'll say it again, this has been months in the making.
Yes. It has been, indeed.
And the tensions have been rising. Correct. Their dad jokes game. I've been getting texts and updates.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Running jokes. So they're very competitive people. And I think it stems from y'all's past in sports, because y'all have done lots of sports things, right?
Absolutely.
One of us in this room, and it's not me, has been in the NFL.
Caden, you didn't play?
No, I didn't. Ooh. I didn't play in the NFL.
If this was a video, people could point that out.
roasted. I love it. No, you're definitely right. Oh, man. Somebody has been in the NFL. Talk about that, Goldtrap.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for bringing it up. It almost seems like another lifetime ago. Mm-hmm. That's been 25 years ago. 25 years ago. Wow. But I bring that up only because I wanted people to understand from the radio version that I'm an old beat-up football player now, so it's not as glamorous when you're old and beat up. But no, when I was there, I had an opportunity, great college experiences being a student-athlete, but I think I may be the only NFL player who also taught kindergarten, mm-hmm. first grade, fifth grade, and then got his doctorate in education. So I did, absolutely. Thanks for dropping that bomb. But I bring that up because education was always at the first mm-hmm. and foremost. But the NFL was icing on the cake because NFL is an acronym that means not for long. The average span is 2.5-3 years for most mm-hmm. players. So you get the Patrick Mahomes of the world, the Tom Brady's of the world. Those are rare. So less than 1% of all college football players make it to the NFL. And of that, less than 1%. You keeping up with that?
I'm not
that's
about
0.00003 actually make a career of it. So majority of those players leave and become something else. And so I love that NCAA commercial says, hey, all of us will go pro in something mm-hmm. other than sports. And it has the true student athlete. So I share that with you. As had a chance to sign with the Atlanta Falcons, was there for 3 years, was off and on the practice squad, on the roster, have a chance there. And then the greatest experience was as a practice squad player, even though we went to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. a lot of people are like, well, did you get to go? I did. I was on the sideline in Miami at the old Miami stadium. And it was one of those things where you're around athletes and you know the competitiveness and how amazing they are. But when we were warming up and John Elway of the Broncos comes out, you could just feel a different just aura in the stadium. And mm-hmm. it's like John Wayne walked into a Western. It was just <woo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo>. And it was like game on. And right then we knew we were in for a long night. So long story short, we turned the ball over a lot. John Elway just tore us up and won a Super Bowl. But that was an amazing experience to be on the sideline of that.
I mean, that's absolutely, yeah. I could never imagine that.
Yeah.
I say I have a lot of things that happen in my life, but literally my life is boring compared to that. I'll tell you that. But you know what? That is amazing. But we can't downgrade Johnson what he does.
Yeah, thanks for letting me follow that up.
He is a volleyball coach.
I have watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I have watched the Super
Bowl. I'm pretty sure I watched it. No, I didn't. It was 25 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll watch a rerun, maybe. I don't know.
I love it.
But you're a volleyball coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to all his volleyball girls out there. If
they're
you're listening.
Great peeps.
Oh yeah,
great peeps.
How's coaching life go though?
It's good. It's good. So coached college for years, played at a good level, and then after coming back to the Tulsa area, kind of got into the club circuit side of things. So you've got your high school volleyball, and then the competitive side is club volleyball. And so it's nice. Coach for a club out of Claremore, the OC Volleyball Club. A buddy of mine started it right when I left college to move to this area. And it's been nice just to kind of that network, being able to keep up with that. And what's really cool is to be able to see people, those relationships blossom into something else. Mm-hmm. One of our university recruiters, Macy Green, I've watched her play since high school, watched her play in college, and then she's a coach with the OC, and now she's a Rogers State person as well, so
she's amazing.
She's also an alum of Rogers State, so yes. It's great that the networking side of it can really just kind of come to life. So,
look at that. Okay. And what would you guys say that athletics has taught you when it comes to working for a university and public education? I think you kind of hinted at it, Gulcher, and there's some similarities. Tackling people, you know, practice equals teaching students and working with students. Where does that connection come in play for you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think just the student-athlete process in general, it can teach a lot to someone. On the athletic side of it, everyone can speak to the competitive, the drive, they can kind of come with it. But we speak to it all the time, that team, that camaraderie that comes with a team culture. And, you know, sometimes as a team, those locker room talks are not easy. But we battle it together and we find solution and we walk out the door. And I think that's one of the key things that I think athletics, and not just athletics, but activities as a general. Mm-hmm. When you buy into something larger than yourself, it means something. And something that I just said in a meeting today is, you know, as a coach, I always try and coach the person, not the athlete. And so at the end of the day, on the reverse side of that is they know that I'm just not their coach. I'm a person that they believe in. And that's big as when you have any kind of leadership role. So,
wow. Yeah. I feel like I just gained a billion IQ from that statement just then. No, seriously. I mean, the admissions team is their own team in their own right.
Right.
Leading the charge.
Yeah. You know, I think from my perspective and everything that he said, but I get into a lot of situations with students who are grinding through and just struggling with different things. And oftentimes they lose sight that they're not in it alone. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes when you have been an athlete and you've persevered and you've gone through some of the toughest stuff, whether that be practicing 110 degree weather to, you know, minus 1 or 2 degrees, et cetera. And then, you know, you don't know if you're going to be in Kansas City one day versus Atlanta one day, and all these things that rush through your head, but you have to come back to fundamentally who you are. And as I talk to our students, I see them slip up. I see them make mistakes. I see them sometimes not use the resources that are there. And what I learned from athletics was it's okay. It's okay to fail. It's okay to struggle. It's okay. And oftentimes I was raised in my generation was failure, especially at the athletic level, was just admitting that you're not good enough. And it's neat to see that in today's society, we're getting better with the mental health. We're getting better with understanding that failing is actually failing forward. You're learning. Mm-hmm. You're growing. And so I love student development for that reason, because much like team is when we struggled as a team or failed as a team, what were we learning from that? What were we gaining from that? What muscle memory? Mm-hmm. And so I see our students, I say it all the time when a student's struggling, I said, it's about being a student and developing and seeing the whole student. So just in my short time here, I've seen so many students who struggled, who are grinding, and they actually turned to that support group and they actually took the time to get to know the resources. And that's what RSU is amazing about, because if you get to know RSU and you're engaged, Caden, you're just a perfect example of what I'm talking about in terms of just
stop it. You're making me blush.
But truly engaging, getting to know the people and utilizing those resources. And that means sometimes you have difficult conversations, et cetera. But that's what I love most. That's what gives me goosebumps about being a vice president for student affairs, is I get to get behind the scenes and see students at their best and at their most difficult, but still cheer them on through the process. So that's probably what I take away.
Beautiful. Man, yeah. I feel so uneloquent whenever these guys are in the room. I'm telling you, I feel like I literally can barely even talk. But speaking of, I actually thought the topic just now, speaking of giving up and mental health and everything and knowing when it's time to rest and everything, right. What are your thoughts on Simone Biles in the Olympics? I don't know if you heard about this or anything.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people are tuning into the Olympics right now. And Simone Biles, an absolute legend.
Yeah.
I'd say an athlete kind of unlike any other. Mm-hmm. Top of her class. She kind of took a break for mental health reasons and some other reasons as well. But she was getting made fun of by some people on the interwebs.
Right.
Drastic.
Yeah.
Terrible. What are your thoughts on that? I know it's a pretty, you know, simple topic to talk about. But
yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest thing is sometimes you just need to have self-reflection, and it's tough to see someone that is literally the GOAT of gymnastics.
Yes.
I mean, she's done things and set records that people couldn't even dream of. Mm-hmm.
And they literally lower her score.
Correct.
Because she plays even. They, like, limit her moves that she can do because the people can't do them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't even imagine something like that.
It's tough to tell someone that reaches for the highest standard to get down to that level, because they don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
And I love it. I mean, that's all I can say. The move that she made will make a bigger difference than maybe any record she set, because it does teach athletes. And it's someone, what I said earlier, coach the person, not the athlete. At the end of the day, she's taking care of herself, and there's nothing wrong with that at all.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And gymnastics is so unique. Similar to the swimming events, similar to so much in the Olympics is, you know, as a student athlete and as a professional football player, there were a lot of do-overs, a lot of other chances. If you lost a game, there's another game. If you strike out a bat, there's another at bat. If you miss a basket, you're going to come back and play again. You train years, and you have seconds to perform.
Yeah.
Take any pressure you think you've ever felt in your life and multiply it by a million. And that's what they're going through. And so think about this. She performed in the greatest and the biggest stages but that grinds and that wears on you. You know, as time has worn on and you hit that, and they really said she just got a case of the yips is what they call it in mm-hmm. baseball. I can't remember what they're calling it in gymnastics, like mm-hmm. the flippants or something like that. But for her to be at that level, to be the Tom Brady, if you would, of gymnastics, and to say, yeah, I too need help. Hit case in point, it will serve more youngsters mm-hmm. better than any 27 gold she has.
For and sure.
So I'm so excited, not that she has to go through it, but that she is one that I think she will own it. She'll take pride in it. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the haters, in terms of the people that have mocked her and put her down.
Haters.
Yeah, you know, it's hater. They're drinking the haterade. You know? and we've all experienced it.
Yeah.
But all I think is she's got such an amazing network, and she's going to be able to say, you know what? People are going to say and do what they want. They don't know my story.
Yeah.
They don't know my story. And we as a society, more than just youngsters, grown-ups alike, mm-hmm. can learn a lot about that. So, yay, Simone. Yay that...
Team America.
Team America, absolutely. And then the young lady who stepped in her place, did she win the overall?
Yeah.
I think she did get a gold.
Yeah.
And so think about this. And she was front row doing what for her? She was cheering for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So more than just, oh, I'm down, because that would be egotistically hard to take on, and now you're rooting for somebody else to win what you knew you could mm-hmm. be doing.
Yeah.
So all the things there. So very amazing story.
She even posted on her Instagram story, I don't know if you guys saw this, but not only the mental health aspects, which I think is more important, but somebody asked, what does it feel like while you're twisting, and like, what's going on if you kind of, and she even says, like, she can't tell where her body is right now. Like, she can't control it while she's in the air. And so it's like, it's a physical, like, if she tries to do these gymnastics, she could actually hurt herself.
And part of that, it's scientifically proven that, like, your mental health has extreme effects on your physical health and everything, too.
She's hits called the twisties.
The twisties. That's the word I was looking for. That's right.
And she's so used, she's been doing it since she was young, and she started professionally when she was like 14.
She said that and she said it could be triggered by stress. So that's probably what's going on. But I mean, she says it'll take like 2 or more weeks to get over it. But
see, and I even read online other stories about it. And then the most decorated Olympian of all time,
right.
Michael Phelps, actually had his own documentary. He's like, I almost quit because he's diagnosed with depression.
That's right.
I didn't know that. And I was like, like you said, imagine the pressure.
That's right.
And not only are you representing you and your team, the whole country. The
entire country. Yeah.
The entire country. And to have people out there be like, oh, you're a quitter.
Yeah.
Oh, that would ruffle my feathers no other.
Absolutely. Consider the source, Caden. Consider the source.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Don't worry, Michael Phelps and Simone Biles. I got you. I'll track them down.
It's kind of late supports you.
Yeah.
91.3.
91.3. Come on the show. Come on the show. Yeah.
Please.
Imagine having Simone Biles on the show.
Hey, she's taking a break, so maybe she'll come. I don't know.
Maybe. There you go. I don't know. We'll offer some. We'll have a whole cheer squad down here for her.
So it only gets better from here. You've got an amazing coach.
Uh-huh.
You got a guy who's a former football player, uh-huh. NFL. Simone's next. I mean, that's really the next bar. We've raised the bar, but mm-hmm. that's the next level.
We need an Olympian at RSU.
There you go.
That's the next step. Next step. Easy enough. I know it's a weird change of pace, but I think we're going to go ahead and hop in to this dad joke battle.
Speaking of competing. Absolutely. Speaking of training.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of literally training.
Yeah.
Like, this is on comparison to the Olympics, the effort, the trial might be comparable for how long these two have been preparing for this moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Kate, you've been at a front seat to the text been going back and forth.
Yes. I've seen the competition. I've seen, there's a GIF of the guy from, what's the movie with Adam Sandler?
Bob Barker.
Yeah. Bob Barker.
Bob Barker. Absolutely. Golf guy.
Absolutely.
Punching. He goes, let's fight.
Yeah.
And I'm ready
that
for
happened.
This. Yeah.
That was towards me. I just want to point that out.
Yeah. So, no, the hostility is both ways, but in a good way. Friendly hostility.
Chairs have turned. This was a video.
I'll just lead off with this. How are we keeping score?
Okay. So, good point.
That's important to me.
Yeah, it's very it is very important. What's going to happen
competitive people in
is
here.
You can set up your joke.
Okay.
So, we'll take turns going back and forth. We'll have music in the background.
Okay.
If the other person breaks, or if even you break telling your own joke, you get a point. So technically, it's kind of like golf's.
Right.
Points are bad.
For those of you who haven't seen a battle like this, a break means you laugh.
Yes.
Right? Or you smile.
Snicker.
If you anything. Snicker, and here's the thing. Y'all can't see them, but guess who can? Me and Caleb. Okay.
Correct. Okay. So if we move from the mic, there's still visual aid. Yeah.
But here's a twist that y'all do not know about.
Blindfold.
No. I have some few dad jokes myself.
Oh, goodness. Nice. Step outside
that,
the box.
I'm not in the competition, but this is going to test y'all's strength and endurance.
Kate, I just want you to be careful. He and I are dads, like real dads.
Yes.
Training.
I'm
Caden's not
multiple
a dad.
Kids.
So
just be careful with your game a little bit. You're just what you
can, I will say.
Can we give a quick dad shout out real fast?
Dad shout out.
Big shout out to Beckett, Maya Rose, nice. And Ellis.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well,
I'll try you shout out.
Absolutely. yeah. Shout out to L. Jane. Ember Ray, and soon to be Robert Joseph Goltra IV in October, right?
Yeah. That's exciting.
That, that is so exciting. Oh, my goodness.
And at times, shout out to our adopted son, Caden Coleman.
Yeah.
Adopted son.
I love
it. My God. My God family, it basically is RSU entirety.
That's
and
funny.
They call me the stepdad of RSU, and I have a stepdad bod. I have a stepdad physique. Not a dad bod or dad, a stepdad bod in physique. I'm like Will Ferrell in Daddy's Home. Yeah,
I call it a father figure.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, right. You want to go back and forth again, and then I'm going to come in after you two go, and then y'all can't react to my jokes, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
So, who wants to go first? Should you flip a coin?
Well, I just want the audience to know who's not in the studio, which... all of the listeners, if you don't like chocolate, there's something off about you, right? And so just note that my competitor here doesn't like chocolate. So just in that alone, he's... Yeah, right. So we'll work through that. But I'm going to use some of that to my advantage.
That's how much they know each other, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They know... He knows well enough to hassle Johnson that he does not like chocolate.
My wife just texted me. You're not supposed to text on the show. I understand that. But she said you forgot a kid. So I'm just absolutely just... I'm really confused right now.
Hey, I have middle child syndrome. I'm a middle child myself. So it's common. They'll handle it.
Oh, gotcha. She said that I didn't say her third, but you guys heard I did say her third.
So. Yeah,
absolutely.
Ellis Marie is her name.
Yeah. Just say it one more time.
Yep. So Beckett Lee, Maya Rose, and Ellis Marie.
And then
so
adopted. Sure, and then
adopted son. Caden Coleman. Yeah. Yeah. We do have a shop. We could maybe run some electricity out to it. You can just move on in.
I need that. Okay. Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll lead us off.
Okay. You can set it up any way you like. We have this music with us, too.
Yeah. So here's how it's going down.
No smirking, Johnson.
I'm going to bring out the kryptonite right away.
Okay.
If you dip a kitten in chocolate, what do you have? A kitty cat bar.
That's pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
We already have a laugh, folks.
I guess it is 1 point for... I guess... Cool. Should I do 1 point for Gultra? Is that what it should be? The points are good?
No.
Gultra made him right.
Because if he laughs at his own joke...
Okay, but he didn't. He did not. Repeat. Gultra did not laugh at his joke. Johnson already cracked.
No, this is a struggle for me. You know, it's a struggle for me. I like a good laugh. This one will carry on a little bit for you. This is a Disney theme. This is actually for your kids. Why is Peter Pan always flying? Because he can never ever land.
Okay, that's me laughing.
You can't laugh, Katie.
Okay, no, I'm laughing because Goltra looked right at me after.
But wait.
Make sure you cannot forget, you had to look right at him.
Do you smee what I did there?
Okay, oh, we have the
perhaps that was quite the hook.
How many jokes do we get in a row? I mean, who's the official here, Caden?
Huh? I mean, it was
all right, done. It was a joke.
It was
like the dot of text.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
So my opponent obviously doesn't know a good dad joke or what it really even is. Mm-hmm. So what does a joke, or when does a joke become a dad joke? When it's apparent.
Okay.
Oh man,
it's not apparent with you so far.
Ooh.
Do you want? Okay, Caden, interjection.
Come on.
How do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
I heard something about Fresh Prince.
You follow the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
So, it's all right.
It's okay.
They guessed my joke.
It'll get better.
That was a great try.
It'll get better.
Yeah. Not bad for a non-dad.
I'd like to stick to our Disney theme, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead.
She will let it go.
Oh, my goodness. Having two daughters of that age, I had to roll with that. That one's going home with me.
That was kind of the kryptonite for you.
That is nice. Yeah, I will wrap that one up, and it will make it home tonight.
Comeback game for Lee Johnson.
Nice work. I'm glad it got better, for sure.
Yeah.
So we'll stick with family. We'll stick with family here. What did the buffalo say to his son when he dropped him off at school?
Bye, son.
Indeed he did. We may have been on the same website for jokes.
Okay, interjection. I'm going to try again. I'm putting my foot in the arena.
Come on, son.
What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common? They're both parasites.
That's pretty good. That one got me. You're a little bit more stone-faced than I am. So I'm back on, right?
You are, Elsa.
Disney theme.
Okay, Disney theme.
Where does Buzz Lightyear buy his soap? Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's what I'm saying.
Got the head shake. Got the
Not
smile
good enough,
from
I guess.
Johnson and the head shake from Gultra. Okay, go ahead, Gultra. Gultra's playing tough. He's panning his index.
Where do pirates get their hooks? Secondhand store.
Okay.
Okay, I feel like his laugh is what made me laugh.
You laughed at that one too. I just thought of one off of that one. I don't even have it on my thing.
Let's do it.
What is
a pirate's favorite fast food chain?
Arby's.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let's go.
It's kind of why couldn't the little pirate go see the movie?
Radar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've been around a while. We've been a dad's for a while.
I know.
It's getting rough
here. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, here's the deal breaker.
Okay.
We're going to take a short break.
Sure.
So far, we have 4-2.
Mm.
So that means that Lee Johnson is only 2 behind.
That's right.
Mm.
So.
Comeback season.
Come back after this break to see if Lee Johnson can come back, and we'll see if I have any actual good dad jokes that will make them laugh. We'll see after this break. It's kind of late. See you then.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hello, welcome back to It's Kinda Late. And shout out to my partner, my kids. I'm not here right now, but do you know who I am here with? Lee Johnson and Robert Gultra, here with the dad joke battle. So I may not be a stepdad or a dad, but I'm here with two dads, and they're having a dad joke battle. And I'm just throwing myself in there at random times. So far, the score is 2-4, Gultra leading.
Mm.
But you know what? It's anyone's game at this point. Absolutely. You still have a lot to go.
Yeah.
So don't give up, Johnson.
If we were measuring this in quarters, what quarter are we in right now?
Like halftime?
Is it halftime?
The break was a little bit of a halftime show. We had the good commercials.
Absolutely.
And I'm that annoying broadcaster that's just going to talk over you guys.
You're the halftime show.
Okay.
I am the halftime show.
Yeah.
But shout out to the families of both Gultra and Johnson for letting me, you know, have them on. Because Lord knows they have tons of kids and they have important lives beyond this radio show.
Love it.
But anyways, enough of the caring talk.
We're here to play.
We are.
We're here to play.
Game face.
Who was last? Who went last there?
Ooh.
We are dads. We don't have very long memories.
Yeah, we got sidetracked on the pirates.
We'll say Johnson goes next.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. Back in the game. Here we go. Johnson.
How do you take care of a baby alien? you rock it to sleep.
Get a Yankee with a cap. How are you feel about the jokes culture?
You're pretty proud of that one, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the punch. The punch was lame.
Yeah.
Whew. I thought it was pretty out of this world.
Nice. Nice. You're learning a few things from us.
That was good.
You're picking up on this.
Okay.
Good. All right. So, I'm old school. Do waterbeds even exist any longer? Do people have waterbeds? When I grew up, I had a waterbed.
I haven't seen
So this may not be for the youngsters. How do you make a waterbed bounce? You add spring water.
I can't. I just can't. That's good.
Oh, that is good. That's
good.
Darn it.
That's good. Caden, I feel like we could have kept a score on you as well.
I know. I'll cut in. I'll cut in.
All right.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at the school? It's okay. He woke up.
You know, as an elementary teacher and principal, that's just too real.
It's real.
That joke is very
real. Oh, man.
Good stuff.
So, hey, we got laughs out of that one, though.
Yeah.
That's right.
At this point, we
didn't know the answer.
I'm in third place, so don't even mind me. I'm far gone.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Johnson. Back to Johnson. Come on.
Yeah, this is... directly to Dr. Gultra.
Okay. Make sure you look Pearson his soul with your eyeballs.
Why does Dr. Gultra take an extra pair of socks when he goes golfing? In case he actually gets a hole in one.
Okay, that was pretty good.
You got me thinking about my sock drawer right now, and I do have
some
hole in one.
Random interjection, not for a dad joke, but
I definitely need to
spring cleaning
the shoe game. You'll see Gultra with the whole suit, and then some statements with his shoes and socks.
Yeah, styling.
That's important.
Gotta
have that.
All right, back to Gultra.
Okay, so I had to screen a lot of these jokes because. Caden came strong. He's like, here's the expectations, here's the rules. And I'm glad, because this is the family-friendly
show.
So this one may border.
Your kids could be listening.
And Caden said to me, if you have to think about it, probably don't say it, but I'm going to say it. All right? I'm going to say it. So tip, if you're listening.
Hold on. Turn the music off and then say that again real quick. Say, I'm going to say it, because let me use that for a sound clip.
Yeah, tip, if you're listening now.
I'm going to say it. Say it. I'm going to say it.
I'm going to say it.
Okay.
It's going to be said. So I wanted my kids to watch the orchestra, but I had to turn it off. You know why? Too much sax and violence.
We have stand-up comedians on this show. I'm not even going to tell a score at this point. Sorry.
Yeah, the score's it's been gone.
So I hope that helped you keep that G rating.
Way gone.
It's okay. Okay, go ahead.
I'm up, Caden. I didn't know if you were going to bring another one.
Nah, I can.
Gulcher's an intelligent man, so he'll know this one. Okay. I'm not going to do this one, actually. I'm going to screen this one.
I just laughed. He didn't even tell a joke. It's great.
That's okay. What I need to do, just stay silent and look at you.
That was the dad joke. Yeah. That was the memory loss joke.
That's good.
What did the ocean say to the beach?
Oh, wait, I know this one.
Nothing. It just waved.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And you were at the beach not too long ago.
Correct.
So you did have a lot of waves, didn't you?
A lot of waves.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good time.
That's great.
Okay, to break the ice, I'm going to hop in here.
Go ahead, hop in. Okay.
The doctor's going to hop in here. Singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera. That's good.
That's solid. That's a good game, because we've all had a soap opera in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes by our parents back in the day. Absolutely.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah. This one right here, I've been telling for years. So this is a classic. This is my go-to. I think if I get this one, I think I seal the deal. I think it's one of those things, the final nail in the coffin. That's what we say as athletes on teams.
This is tried and true.
So I think this is good. This is a good one. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
How do you make a tissue dance?
Oh, you put a little boogie in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So those of you who haven't heard that, that's solid. Keep that one in your ear.
That's very solid.
Yeah. I should have known you knew that. You're a veteran, Dad.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What do clouds wear? This is a classic as well. Thunderwear. It's bad to laugh at your own joke, no, right? It's just bad. Yeah. It's bad. It's the stone face across the OA there.
That just made me think of Kevin Durant and Harden and Westbrook, all the guys.
Oh, man.
Not anymore.
Pain.
Yeah. They're old Thunderwear now.
Old Thunderwear.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to throw away the Thunderwear.
Yeah. Put them in the wash.
That's funny. All right. So I'll bring it up. I'm trying to seal the deal here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
Yesterday, I was washing my car with my son. He said, "Dad, can't you just use a sponge?" The people who didn't get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would understand if you have kids, you sometimes want to wash the car with the kids. You just Oh, man.
I told you I did not get that. I
could tell Kate. If you would have been in the studio and looked at Kate, and he was like, "Do you
still
not done?"
Get it? I still don't get it.
Say it again.
Stepdad license revoked.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oof.
Oof.
What was it? What was the joke again?
I was washing a car with my son, and he said, "Please use a sponge instead."
Of you. Okay. Yeah. It's of the kid. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Child abuse.
Yeah. If you have to tell it twice, that means it wasn't solid. I deserve nothing for that.
It's okay. I'm not super intelligent. Yeah. It's fine.
All right.
Do you have any more perfect ones?
Ooh.
I
don't want to have to apologize to Tip. But if I can use my fish joke. We'll move on.
But no.
No,
we'll move on.
Here, I'll just top it. Too much pot. What does, and I got this one off, how many of you eat like Bomb Pops that had the little jokes on them?
You know? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, so many.
Right? And so it's summer. Pops. It's appropriate. I was eating a Spider-Man Bomb Pop and it had a joke and it didn't taste that good. I just knew I'd get to the dad joke. Mm-hmm. And this one was classic. Mm-hmm. All right. So
you're crediting a Spider-Man
Bomb Pop for this joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's just put it this way. What does a whale put on its crackers? Jellyfish. Okay, maybe that was a Spider-Man bomb.
Yeah. Thank you to Bomb Pop for bombing the show.
Shout out to Bomb Pop, our sponsor tonight. Can't say that.
Jokingly sponsored.
Joking. That's the joke of the night.
They are pretty good, though.
Bomb Pops are good.
If you want to sponsor summer, this, I guess.
If you want to sponsor
maybe
Bomb
that's
Pop.
The plug.
Yeah. Well, any more? The fish one's too suggestive. I know I can't say it, but go look it up on your own time. Let's just say it has to do with the fish running into a wall.
Yeah.
A wall.
Yep.
You'll figure that out.
Correct.
And there's a follow-up where it's like, what did the wall say back?
Correct. What did the wall say to the fish?
Yeah, we cannot say that.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a good joke.
Yeah.
Any last more for the kids? This one for your kids. Last one's for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So it better be good.
Going out there for you.
You got one on your
No, go ahead. It's for the kids.
I gotta think.
That's a lot of pressure, Caden.
That is a lot of pressure.
My goodness.
It's one thing for Gulcher not to laugh at me.
This is what made you a
kids.
Dad. This is what made you a dad right here.
Okay, this is good for the kids.
Right. This is good for the kids. All right, play the music.
This is a nice weekend joke. And we're heading into the weekend, Caden.
Yes, we are.
It's Friday. I mean, some of us will probably be working this weekend, but for you students.
We're off for the weekend.
No. Yeah, it's the weekend. So this is a good one. Which days are the strongest? Saturday and Sunday. The rest are weekdays.
I've got one to try and make up for it. How can you
that
tell?
Joke, hold on, can I follow up on that one? That was pretty weak.
Oh. No.
Oof.
The kids liked it, though.
Yeah. Can we try one more?
Go ahead.
One more. How can you tell if a tree is a dogwood tree?
I know this one, but I'm going to say it.
By its bark.
That's solid. Okay. That's a good one to end on.
That's a good one. That's good. A great one to end
on. That should have been more, a little bit higher up, I think.
Let's just say that one was worth 1,000 points and Lee Johnson just won.
There we go.
There we go.
The Hail Mary.
The Doug Flutie. Love it.
But do you know what, though? In all consideration, we're all winners. We all are dads with lovely kids, including myself.
Absolutely.
My food baby is kicking and screaming right now.
Nice.
I know. I just had some Subway.
So I wanted to interject here, and I want to ask you two a question. Mm-hmm. So school's starting up really soon.
Yes.
What is some specific piece of advice you have for incoming students?
Oh, that is perfect.
Yeah.
My producer, Caleb, kills it.
Yeah, I think one of the big things is just get engaged. There's a lot of studies out there that show the success rate of graduation involves if you're engaged in many things. So student activities, faculty, get to know people. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the biggest things. No one goes to college to just kind of sit in a corner and study. And we all have an end goal at hand, but the more that you can get engaged with the student base and even the faculty and staff is huge. Mm-hmm.
Find a Lee Johnson, Robert Gulcher.
There you go. Get a good dad joke on a bad day.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, great question. I'll follow up with my friend Lee Johnson. I see a lot of students who, really get wrapped up in that first test, how well they did or how well they didn't do, or that first semester even. And even though the first semester is critical because you're establishing that GPA, the resources abound. And I shared that earlier. You get on rsu.edu and you just type in tutoring, writing center, student affairs, and you call anybody on this campus. I'll speak for the entire campus, clear up to President Rice. They will drop what they're doing and get you the resources you need. But you have to ask. And so I'm excited for the students who come here and think, I don't know if college is for me. I'm not sure what major I want to explore. We have tools that even help you take an assessment and shows you major codes here at RSU that best match the outcome of that assessment. And technology. You may learn about majors that you didn't even know existed. And that's just one of many, many, many tools we have for students. So please ask the questions.
So you heard it here first.
Absolutely.
Ask questions and be engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
There you go.
Well, all to you guys out there listening, thank you for tuning in. You heard the ultimate dad joke battle. And as always, you can find this episode and many more on any podcasting platform, including rsuradio.com.
You just stole my outro.
I did. But you know what? That's going to play right after this, so they're going to be double reminded. Next week, we have the creator of the new Fox show, Reservation Dogs, going to be on the show. So Stay tuned in for that.
Nice.
And the week after, we have a very, very special show. But you have to follow at rsuradio.com and my Instagram at Caden Coleman Official to figure out what it is. So I'll see y'all next week. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Friday.
Thank you. Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcast. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.